Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Really appreciate that, Kevin. This has been an eventful week for us. And we've had a good run so far. Let's finish it strong here in the last hour of the KNC Masterpiece in Oxnard, California.
Okay.
And we will finish strong. As we just had Will McClay on, we'll discuss the question that I asked him about Jaden Blue. And I really like the answer that he had there of, we also knew what we could do to help him.
Yes.
I think that's important. Like, development is such an important thing. Sometimes it's not just the development of the skills. Sometimes they have all the skills. They just need to develop as a person or develop in a lot of emotionally. You know, there's a lot of different things. But let's hear it from Jaden Blue himself why he disagreed.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and we're talking with Jaden Blue, but we might be off to a bad start because I'm from A&M. He has an OU bucket hat on, and he's an OU guy as well. Did we really screw this interview before it even started?
Nah, I saw it.
Okay. See, I like that.
Okay, good.
The ties go
because
early.
He's like, I know who won last year. Yeah, I get it. I'm aware.
Hey, man, we talked to Joe Milton the other day about mm-hmm. this, and that report that came out with you, why do you disagree with that?
Man, because I think I'm a hard worker. I mean, of course, you know, me coming into the league, I know that nothing is going to be easy. So my mindset, you know, coming, you know, from college into the league was that I would try to outwork, you know, anyone, you know, next to me. So, you know, all that is just noise to me. And, you know, I kind of look at it as a positive thing because, you know, it pushes me and it brings, you know, the best out of me. So, I mean, I don't really, you know, see nothing, you know, of it, but, you know, it's just something to fuel me every day.
The competition, you got a big group of running backs to work with. How's that room working?
We're all close in that room. The good thing is, you know, we all push each other. We know we all have the same goal. So, you know, we just try to come out here every day and, you know, be the best, you know, position group that we can be. And, you know, that the good thing is, you know we're competing, but we're also, you know, trying to help each other and, you know, find ways to make each other better.
How much does it help when you get to know somebody off the field in terms of that bond on the field? Yeah. Not to say that you wouldn't fight for a teammate that you didn't know as well, but you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It means a lot when you have that relationship off the field because, you know, whenever you're going through something, you know, you can maybe go to that person and have, you know, deep conversations with them. And even on the field, they're willing to go to bat for you whenever you have that relationship, you know. Regardless of, you know, us being teammates, you know, of course we're going to go to bat for each other, but, you know, we had a relationship with a teammate off the field. It just makes things a lot easier.
How much, because I know Maffa obviously is a rookie as well, but Miles Sanders, Javonte Williams, how much does it help having, like, access to people that have been through it to kind of pick their brain about this level?
Yeah, having those two guys, those two other guys in our room means a lot to me. Like I said, I know they're veterans. You know, they've been there, done it. So whenever I need, you know, help with something or whenever I need to know something, I can go to those two guys and maybe I don't have to go to my coach. So, no, it's a lot of positivity to having those two guys in the room.
That is Jaden Blue right there on the Wild Forks hot seat. WildForksFoods.com, elite game day grilling favorites. And Kevin,
So we had to end that interview because, and I don't know if you can hear it at the very end, he's like, guys, I'm going right now. And we had to go record with Brian Schottenheimer. Otherwise, he would have hung out and talked with us for a while.
I think so. I have a lot of high hopes for him this year. I have a lot of high hopes for what I think he can be. And I don't know what the future holds for him, but I think, you know, the speed is a big factor. And when you add that element to this offense, it could be, we've discussed this, when you have CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens out there, and now you've sent them, and now Ferguson's available, and then if you have him and you have space, man, that's the whole key. You said it with Schottenheimer. Hey, man, space is great. You want more space. You're trying to get that more space. I love open receivers because it's going to create even more for me.
Absolutely.
So I think that they can find him in some places that are going to give him space to be able to do something special. Kevin, you're a blood donor, aren't you?
Yes.
Have you ever sold blood before?
No, I just donate it for free like a chump.
Okay, following the success of the Bleed for Weed campaign.
How much do you get paid for donating blood? How much weed do you
get? You're about to find out.
Okay.
The Rock River Valley Blood Center is teaming up with Sunnyside for the Blood for Bud donation drive. Successful donors who also purchase cannabis at the dispensary located at 7000 First Ranger Drive in South Blott will, that's in Illinois by the way, receive a $10 high supply or Good News 500 mg cartridge, $15 Crescho eighth, or $10 Good News on Mindy's gummies. Partnering with Sunnyside lets us meet people where they are while reminding everyone just how vital regular blood donations are to our hospitals and neighbors. It's a simple act with powerful results, and we're grateful to work with the community partners who help us save lives in new and meaningful ways.
Look, I think donating blood is vitally important. You have the opportunity, and it doesn't impact your health whatsoever unless you run into a weird situation like Mike did, in which case I can understand why he does not want to do that anymore.
Okay, now let me add this to the conversation.
I've always done it for free. I will say some of these places will do giveaways and stuff like that, and they're like, oh, hey, did you know you get this hat? And you're like, oh, okay,
well,
cool.
That's cool.
Thanks.
Kevin, I am not a donor on my license. My friend a long time ago told me they will kill you in order to get your license and get your organs. And I was like, what?
Think.
And so I just decided a long time ago. I know. You don't think.
But I get
But the
your
U.S.
logic.
Department of Health and Human Services, under the leadership of Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a couple days ago announced a major initiative to begin reforming the organ transplant system following an investigation that revealed disturbing practices by a major organ procurement organization. HRSA examined 351 cases where organ donation was authorized but not completed. 103 cases showed concerning features, including 73 patients with neurological signs incompatible with organ donation. 28 patients may not have been deceased at the time during their procurement of those organs, and evidence pointed to poor neurological assessments, lack of coordination with medical terms, questionable consent, etc., etc. So the fear that we've always had, the stories like the they said it accounted for a third of all donations last year, about 20,000 organs, triple the number from 5 years earlier. So
I'm always concerned or confused, I guess, about the organs that don't get used, and they're like, oh yeah, we didn't get it in time. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah, you're going to have to throw that one out.
But look, if you're just going off of the utilitarian point of view, I understand you're like, this person might die. We can get 5 good organs to help 5 people. But it sounds like that number you said was low. It was like 28. Mm-hmm. And you said those people weren't dead. And yes, that is a very logical concern I have also. And they're like, oh.
55 medical workers in 19 states told this time times they had witnessed at least one disturbing case of donation after circulatory death.
Okay. Man, and the way they say circulatory death, doesn't it kind of make it sound like they could have saved him, but they were like, yeah.
The heart stopped, so we just said, you know what? Maybe we don't bring him clear.
Man, that is... that I thought about that before, and I know we have lots of professions who listen.
Yes.
But, like, if somebody lost their leg and there was some kind of, you know, freakish blood loss, and you look at the rest and you're like... So the heart and the kidneys and the lungs, they're all good. Oh no, he didn't make it. Like I am also concerned about that. But I put the heart on the license plate nonetheless.
Or heart.
Or they did it. Like I didn't do it.
Kevin,
and I was, put a little donor heart on there.
Heart on, yeah. I was in high school, Kevin, and I was in a one act play for UIL, and we made it the furthest we had ever made it because that play was so good and I was in it for that 1 year. And my first role was as a monk, all right?
Oh.
Now, the play was about a woman whose husband sent his body parts all over the place. Like, when he died, he had his body sent all over. That's where I learned the word eccentricities.
Sounds like a play I would hate.
He had it sent all over the world, and the woman wanted to travel around and see the people that had it and see how it affected their lives. And so there was an Italian guy that got his hand, and he flipped her off. And Oh, yeah, it was actually a really funny play. And then at the end, my line. All right, Kevin, I'm the monk.
Aren't you supposed to not speak?
She's talking to me. I'm listening. And she said, well, what did you do with the heart if it's not in your body? And I said, I ate it. And I gave her a flower and walked off. And that was the...
What? Yeah. Hell kind of weird-ass play was
so
this?
So you never know what's happening with these organs, Kevin.
Okay. It is a shout-out Friday. Here's one positive. Here's one maybe sarcastic. Hey, Kevin, can I get a shout-out from my dad and stepmom? They're about to close on a new house. Love it. Congratulations. Shout-out to y'all. And then we get this one from the 559. Shout-out to my son's mother, Nikki. Happy birthday, I guess. We're the KC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I got some Cowboys and NFL numbers to make some money on. Plus, Masterpiece of the Week live from Oxnard on 105.3 The Fan.
12th play of the drive. Wilson gets rid of it for the touchdown to Javonte Williams.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Oxnard. Thank you so much to the on-time experts, to Rhino Shield, to Yardbird, Southern Table and Bar for being our presenting sponsors, for making this trip happen and us able to bring all this content to you. It is also a shout-out Friday from the 2-4. Hey, fellas. Can y'all give a shout-out to my wife, Carla? Our five-year anniversary was yesterday. And I know that is from a great toll, listening all the time and interacting with the shows. Congratulations to you guys. From the 254, can I get a shout-out from my daughter? It's her 8th.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Birthday tomorrow. I still have the recording of the shout out y'all gave her for her sixth birthday. Would you ever consider, instead of a birthday gift, just asking us to do this shout out year in and year out? And then you can save yourself some cash.
Yeah, that's okay. Hold on. Maybe we should start doing Cameo and then we can start making some cash. Yeah. Why don't we do that, dude? We're so dumb.
It just feels nicer to just
We're just giving this stuff away.
Yeah.
I don't want to give away the goodies.
Hold on. So are you saying no one's going to buy our cows if we're giving away the milk for free?
That's true, okay. Kevin.
All right. We got Masterpiece of the Week.
As long as it's chocolate milk.
Okay. Chocolate milk is amazing.
Chocolate milk cows are the coolest.
I don't have time to discuss that with you right now. Instead...
I do,
but I won't. Cowboys and NFL numbers to make some money on. All right, Javonte Williams. Now, I want both of y'all's thoughts on this. Javonte Williams, over under 550.5 yards and 4.5 touchdowns.
Ooh, that's an interesting number. I think touchdowns are just so... have become more random than they used
to
be.
To a certain extent.
I'm going to say over easy on the yards.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit more about why you get
attempts?
Easy?
I think he's going to have the attempts, and I think this line can block.
Okay.
I don't think that Sean Payton had the success he wanted to have with him last year. But Kevin, we saw a play yesterday, and hey, by the way, Alec, Miles Sanders looks really good.
So to
everything you've been saying for the last couple weeks, he's stuck to it. He's looked really good. But I think you saw the play yesterday. The hole was huge.
Yeah.
And we were like, whoa, that was pretty spectacular. So I think that he's going to have room to run.
Did you hear the reaction from the players?
Yes,
sorry.
I did.
The reaction from the players when you saw the hole and they were all like, oh!
Every one of them. And then the defense was getting after each other. It was... Yeah, I think he's going to be all right there. I don't know about the touchdowns though, because I'll bet the over on it.
Okay, Alec, Corey, very confident on this. I have a feeling you might be as well. Javonte Williams, 550.5 yards and 4.5 touchdowns.
Yeah, I'd take the over on both because I think that even if, let's just say, Miles Sanders were to start off as running back one or maybe later in the year that changing of the baton happens, I still think that's reasonable because, like Corey said, I think he's going to get the volume regardless of his title on this team. So I feel – and I do feel like this team is going to run the ball a little bit better than they did the past few years. So, yeah, I think the over is reasonable. I don't know how far over, but I do think 5 touchdowns, 6 touchdowns is within reach. And I do think the yardage, you could see over 500, 600 yards. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Okay, Alec, can you play me cut number 5? Because this is for the whole NFL, but we all know which player they're really talking about.
60 yards on the right hash out of the blue paint of the Giant helmet logo. 60-yard kicks away, flying, and good.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
He really truly is. 60 for Aubrey.
Now, this is for the entire NFL. But you know they're talking about Brandon Aubrey.
Mm-hmm.
Over under longest regular season field goal made, 64.5 yards.
Look, man.
That is a high number.
I'll go over.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think you want to kick a 70-yarder at some point.
Obviously, that's all I want to see.
But as we saw yesterday, Kevin.
Look, yesterday was not Brandon Aubrey's best practice. I will certainly admit that.
We were really strongly considering whether or not we needed to look for a new kicker yesterday.
No, I was not strongly considering that.
I was. Yeah, man, I think he's going to get an attempt to do it. And I think it's going to be awesome. I think it's going to be an awesome moment, too. It might be a game winner that we get this and everybody loses their damn minds. That's what I'm hoping for.
Obviously, I would love that. But, Alec, this can also be for any player in the league. Over under longest field goal of the regular season, 64.5 yards.
You guys are being too soft here. He's going to get a chance at the record this year. I think Shoddy's going to send him out there for one that's either matching it or it's going to be 1 yard above it. He's going to say, you know what? We're up in this game. Why not give him the chance to etch his name in history? And I think he's going to drill it right down the middle. Brandon Aubrey for the record this season.
Wow. I love the confidence you guys have. Can I ask you one more before we do Masterpiece of the Week?
Yes, please. Okay. Hurry.
Across the entire NFL, longest rush of the regular season, 90.5 yards. So longest singular carry, any player, any team, any point in the regular
season. Do you know the longest last year? Didn't Derrick Henry have like a 92 yarder?
I think that is almost straight away, right?
Yeah. I'm going to go under. Is under the right answer? No, that's not going to happen.
No, under is the correct answer.
In your face.
I was going to say the correct answer is whatever you feel in your heart, but obviously.
How my heart is.
And you know I don't believe that. Alec, over under, longest rush, any player, any time in the regular season, 90.5 yards.
The longest rush of the 2024 season was 92 yards by Damian Pierce of the Houston Texans.
Okay.
So I'm going to say over because of that. I was kind of doubting it for a second. I was thinking more like 87, but if a guy who wasn't even starting for the Texans last year could get that big of a lane, then I think that one of the better running backs in the league can. So, yeah, give me over.
Okay, I like it. Thank you, gentlemen, very much. We got more numbers. Maybe we'll pick that up another day because right now it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Alec. We just talked to you like 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, long time no speak. How's it going?
Still pretty good, man.
I love to hear it. I bet it feels amazing out there. I went on a run yesterday, and it was heat index of 102, I think.
Gross.
Yeah. So
you know what, though? Nice I say that. I love Texas so much, and
so
I can't wait to be back in Texas. I love the heat. I do also like it out here.
There's a weird temperature when I get into my car, and it gets so ridiculously hot. It's oddly soothing to me again.
Mm-hmm. It's warm. It kind of rewarms you.
Yeah, I don't. It's kind of like a sauna, maybe. I don't know.
It's called Texas, Kevin.
Yeah,
and Texas lives in us.
That's right. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week, where you can hear stuff like that phrase that Corey just made up. We revisit some of the wild, wacky, and oftentimes very concerning things said on this
program. I might be broken because of that.
I don't know. It's hard
I'm
to
hang up
sentences
and listen.
Now. Thank you. We do have a tradition here where we pick on people that aren't here to actively defend themselves. And we have a couple of candidates that fit that bill. And I just want it to be known that, yes, I heard these things in real time. I wrote them down, but I was not the one that actually sought these out. It was either Corey or Kevin that told me to seek these out. So we're going to start with the general manager and the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones.
That wasn't a big boy necessarily when we started, but a big boy, and I've got to do it with his sister and other sister.
Again, not my work.
Man. You're coming out with that Shohei Ohtani leadoff home run, aren't you? Because, man, his sister and her sister.
That one might have to be hidden after this.
We're definitely having a meeting
though.
About that.
That was funny, though. I like it.
Let's see. We also have Mickey Spagnola, who has rejoined the program this week, and he usually gives us a few things to review at this time every Friday during the season. He said this.
When I realized my size and I was going to be very limited.
Okay. My favorite
Watch
part.
Watch out. You'll end up on South Park.
I topical. So I will say I enjoyed my, oh, what? back to you, Alec.
It just took me back to last year when Mickey was talking about Dalvin Cook and he accidentally said, I've got two kids to eat at home.
That
was,
yes.
That was one of my favorite things ever.
Yes, absolutely. By the way, I appreciate this from the 817. Wow, I just got back into my car. What an intro back.
You're welcome.
Well, Corey was out last Friday and he had a lot of entries and I saved a couple from last week. Because I needed him to explain himself. This is one of those from last week.
My fingers are all oily right now.
There were cards involved at Whataburger.
Oh yeah.
And I had had French fries and a burger, and you were like, "Let's open cards," and I was like, "Oh no!" So I didn't want to
expensive cards.
Yeah,
that's right.
And so I didn't want to. Somebody said that, Kevin. I don't know if you saw this text. There's no point in grading one of ones because you set the market for it.
100% I agree on that. My only thought about that would be...
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think some of these, quote, one-of-ones, there's like 18 different one-of-ones of that same player in the same set.
Yeah.
But for that Caitlin Clark, it is flawless. It's not graded. I don't particularly think you need to grade it.
Yeah, and I think I have a couple cards that you were like, you know, those don't need to be graded.
Yes.
And so they're really cool. But yeah, that was the case. I was at Whataburger enjoying an amazing burger.
Mm-hmm. As one does.
That's coming out. It's coming out in August.
In August.
Yeah, the bacon Wrangler burger.
Can't wait for that. It was so good. Corey, you also said this last week.
I'm always into sandbagging, all right?
That actually is true.
That is a true thing. I love the idea that a coach has a series figured out already or a game figured out or a season that he's like, no, I've got this all figured out, and we just need to slow play it just a little bit. Mm. And once those guys have gone too far, you know what, Kevin? We're going to bet. We're going to lose 8,000, ask for 20,000 more. Lose 20,000, ask for 20 more thousand. And then we're going to go all in on a bet on the WNBA and really take those bookies for their cash. I love sandbagging.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I know the plan now.
That was a lot more thought out than I expected. I have a favorite subcategory here that kind of started with Mike, and you guys have actually adopted it a little bit here recently, and it is the noises that don't really make sense, and I can't really explain or replicate, so I just play the sound for you. Kevin made one here.
He found the Undertaker when they filmed Suburban Commando, and I was like, ugh! I can replicate that. And I was like,
I love like, that.
Why? That's just what I want to know. Why?
And then, it exists.
Yeah,
it
picked that up from Mike 1,000,000%.
You definitely did. And Corey had one with Christy Scales yesterday, was joining the conversation. And this happened like in the middle of everything. And I went back and listened to it. And I was like, huh, this needs to be replayed.
Yeah. I'd be pulling out of my bed.
Oh, no.
I really don't even remember what I was talking about specifically, but the, yeah, those sound, hey, sound effects are part of audio, you know? That's part of, and we're in an audio industry.
Alec, what do I write down? Do I write down Corey to pretending to flop out as, like, I don't know. Corey, I'm going to put Corey on the flop.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to go with.
On the flop.
Card term.
Yeah, that's a lot more thought out than me. I just put Corey noise. So, yeah.
That makes sense.
Let's see here. I want to
pick is on. What my wife says whenever I talk at home. That's just Corey noise.
Corey noise.
That's sad.
Well, I want to pick on Kevin a little bit more.
Thank you.
He said this, and this
stupid
is...
jerk.
Well, yeah, you're going to hate me after this one, so that's valid.
It just feels more raw. I like it.
Don't want any oil on those fingers. That's my winner right there.
Ahead of Jerry.
I want to hear that last part.
I like it.
Yeah, I want to hear that. Like, he was very emphatic on that.
No, let's take another listen.
It just feels more raw. I like it.
Actually, I want to, Alec. I have a feeling that if you just isolate that you will find so many uses for that drop.
I like it.
Yeah.
It feels in the same tone of Bobby's segment when it's like, don't make me take off
yes.
my belt.
Yeah. No,
like,
no.
I like it.
Yeah. It's like all sinister. Oh my gosh. Corey, you said this.
Man, that's an interesting smell.
Okay.
I'll point out I smelled it again today.
So play that again. Play that again, because Corey is obviously supposed to be saying something else on focus, but he's not.
Man, that's an interesting smell. I was right in the middle of it. Well, I mean, I guess it's legal. So, but yeah, there was somebody, obviously somebody that was touring the facility had some things.
Well, I've got one more that I feel like could be a pretty serious contender. Corey, you said this.
You don't know where it's going. Like, it's going to shoot, but you have no clue where it's going. That was in regards to, what's the name of the gun again? The blunderbuss gun, and we were talking about somebody's arm, and I can't remember exactly which quarterback it was we were discussing.
Mm-hmm. Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson, thank you. I had a friend in high school. This dude had a cannon.
He never knew either.
This dude had a cannon. Like, he was one of those guys you were just like, he can throw. But I remember him catching a ball out in left field once, and he let it loose, and it hit the top of the backstop. It hit the net above the backstop, and that's the moment that I was like, that's that gun that Elmer Fudd walks around with, that you can shoot it. It's going to shoot. You just have no clue where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
Said it again, didn't I?
Yep. So Corey had a couple of really, really great ones, but I heard this when it happened. I am going to vote for Jerry, talking about the brothers and the sisters of it all.
That wasn't a big boy necessarily when we started, but a big boy, and I've got to do it with his sister and other sister.
Oh, my gosh. It's so weird.
I'm proud of him for that.
I'm going to go for Kevin and how he likes it.
It just feels more raw. I like it. Does it make it better for you the way I go raw?
Raw. Oh. Yeah.
You know what? We're gonna have a winner here, and his name is Kevin Hagelin.
It just feels more raw. I like it.
Yes.
I like it.
I'm telling you, you're going to use that drop so much.
You guys are crazy. That Jerry one was amazing.
It is, but I'm sorry. I just like how enthusiastic you are.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan on a shout-out Friday from the 361. Kevin, can I get a shout-out to my wife, Sunshine? Oh,
Sunshine.
It is our nine-year anniversary. Love it, love it, love it. Right now, brought to you by D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Hey, we are rolling. Happy Friday to you. How you guys doing?
Man, we're doing fantastic, and I want to get y'all's thoughts on this as well, but I feel like Brian Broaddus would be particularly well-suited to answer this. There is a story that just came out that at least 100 NFL players are going to face a penalty for selling their Super Bowl tickets.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I did it quite well.
Okay, I was hoping...
I didn't get caught.
I was wondering, how many tickets do you get, and that's...
Yeah. Traditionally, I would get two.
Okay.
And at one time, I had somebody offer me $32,000 cash if I could come up with two on the spot, and I'd already moved on for my tickets.
Oh.
So, yeah, as I was – and trust me, I was scrambling to try and get – because I was going to split the money with somebody. I was going to say, listen, you find me two Super Bowl tickets right now, I'll give you $15,000. You know,
wow.
And but yeah, traditionally Super Bowl tickets, depending on the game, I could get them somewhere between I would pay the face for them, and then I would turn on. I got them for a little bit, then I would pay the face, and then I would sell them. I'd make $7,000-$8,000 profit.
Okay, so the first part of this punishment sounds really soft. Under the collective bargaining agreement, players will be fined 1.5 times the face value of the ticket, which is nothing. But the other thing is, and they lose their allotted tickets for the next two Super Bowls.
Okay.
So I don't know if that monetarily works out for them.
Let me tell you what. The coaches, I've talked to ticket brokers, and I'm sure there's some listening right now driving around. I've talked to ticket brokers that have got on airplanes and then, you know, and flown with, like, say, $200,000-$300,000 worth of cash.
Wow.
And just dropped it off and then picked up the allotment of tickets. I've seen head coaches with tickets. I've had coaches call me and say, hey, Broaddus, you got anybody with that could do some of these tickets? And say, absolutely. And so I was I was kind of a middleman in ticket brokering stuff with coaches and players and stuff like that. So I was very proud of my ticket sales.
Yeah.
A bag man, if you will. Is that what you mean by that?
Yeah, it's like a family condition.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love it. Now, gentlemen back in the Metroplex, how amped up are you to get on out here?
Man, 100% amped up. I'd say at least 100, maybe 110%. I mean, some of these things that we're seeing, like with Ezeraku, you know, obviously George Pickens and the chance to watch Joe Milton and these young runners, and you know, the vibes. I think this is going to be different than any training camp I've covered. And there's so many exciting storylines that you know, I think it's going to be a content goldmine, Hagee.
Super pumped to get some padded practice action, man. That's when maybe we can see any of these running backs separating themselves, the offensive line versus the defensive line. I can't wait for it, man. It's a bummer we weren't able to all be together this year, but you guys did fantastic this week, and we'll have to carry it over next week.
Is Eric there?
No.
Eric's not
okay.
Here.
All right.
He's taking the day off.
I just wanted to make sure I didn't skip.
Yeah, I will say it has felt like, I mean, yesterday was awesome compete. Like, that was the speed of it, the pace of it was awesome, but it felt fun to watch. Felt like I was watching football during practice.
Well, what
yesterday.
You're having here is it's almost series to series.
Yes.
It's like offense might win a series, defense wins the next series. It's almost play to play, and I think that's why you're seeing so much competitiveness, chippy play, getting after each other. It's a big run. It's a turnover, and it goes from play to play. So it really is. The first 3 days I think have been really good evaluation days.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. What do you feel like? What's that next level that you get when the pads come on in terms of what you're able to evaluate?
You just worry
better?
About guys. guys now the injury factor of things. You worry about guys fall. You know, with pads, you got to learn how to practice. And coaches always talk about that. And, you know, stay off the ground. You'll hear it a million times out there. Stay up, stay up, stay up. That's the thing you worry about, that somebody gets knocked sideways. Now they're in the back of the leg of somebody. You know, we're dealing with the high ankle sprain with steel. That hopefully that'll all be okay. But you just worry about when the pads of guys getting tired, getting sloppy, and then getting knocked into other players and maybe causing some injuries that way.
What do you find, fellas, got coming up on the program today?
The best text message I've received from training camp on the other side, and of course it's a Friday, so in the 5 o'clock hour, what you drinking, what you thinking, and nice. Eric Nadel joins us. Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking.
Yes. Love it, love it, love it. Want to thank Vach Lombardi, Christy Scales, Mickey Spagnola, Jaden Blue, Will McClay, Oso Digizua, Brian Schottenheim, Jake Ferguson for that pop-in, DeMarvion Overshone, and Joe Milton all for being on our show this week, as well as the great Brian Broaddus. Mm. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Remember, next week, G-Bag, Sean and RJ hitting training camp hard. We'll catch up with you back in the Metroplex, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say compete, Kevin.
Compete.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Ohtani,
inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.